The Haynes Borough Manager releases his budget proposal today. It includes cuts to the police department and a mill rate increase. And the Haynes School Board also talks budget. They go over potential cuts to the district in light of a projected $283,000 deficit. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A mill rate increase, police department cuts, shifting animal rescue duties from HARC to the police, and closing the pool for 3 weeks out of the year. Those are some of the proposals in the Haynes Borough Manager's fiscal year 16 borough budget, which is expected to be released online today. Borough Manager Dave Sosa talked over some of the main points with us. Sosa is proposing a mill rate increase and slashing spending, which will be most apparent in the police department. He is suggesting increasing the area-wide mill rate by quarter mills. That equals 23 cents increase of tax for every $1,000 of assessed value. For example, a property worth $100,000 will see a tax increase of $23 on their annual tax bill. In his memo introducing the budget, Sosa lists several areas where borough revenues are expected to fall in the next fiscal year. The community jails program, which makes up 40% of the police department budget, is likely getting slashed by the state. That's one of the biggest revenue hits Sosa says the borough expects. It could equal about $270,000 in lost revenue. To offset that loss, Sosa is recommending freezing the hiring of a fifth police officer position, which is currently vacant. He also recommends cutting hours for dispatch and scaling back the animal control officer contract with Haynes Animal Rescue Kennel, or HARC. Police would take over animal control duties, a position that the borough currently contracts with HARC to provide. Sosa says the borough would still contract with HARC to board animals picked up by animal control. That would save the borough approximately $30,000. Another state program, revenue sharing, is also expected to take a hit. Sosa notes low oil prices can have a good and bad effect on the borough. It means the borough can save money on direct fuel costs, but could also mean less sales tax revenue the borough gets from fuel sales. The raw fish tax is also expected to decrease by a huge margin this year, as well as revenue from a federal payment in lieu of taxes program. But there are some bright spots in the revenue outlook. Sosa writes in his memo, the borough is expecting a slight increase in sales tax, a 62% increase in business licenses, revenue from the new vehicle tax, and several smaller increases in fines, fees, and penalties and interest. In other cost-saving measures, Sosa is suggesting a spending decrease to the land and assessment departments and a $37,000 reduction in the borough's contribution to the school district. He proposes slight increases to the finance and information technology departments within the borough. The pool, library, and museum are also areas in which Sosa is hoping to cut costs. He is proposing to shut the pool down for 3 weeks in May, since that is the month with the lowest use. Sosa said the museum and library may have to decrease hours slightly because the borough is not budgeting to fund them at a level that keeps up with employee salary raises. Sosa said no additional funding is allocated for the Mosquito Lake School building. Right now, it's budgeted to maintain the building at the baseline level. Sosa also recommends setting aside $32,000, the same amount as last year, to fulfill requests from area nonprofits. This is only the first step in the budget process that will last until early June. The Assembly now begins holding working meetings on sections of the budget to take up proposals and finalize the budget. Borough staff will present the budget to the Assembly on Monday, April 6th. You can view the budget at HaynesAlaska.gov. The Haynes School Board looked at a first draft of the fiscal year 2016 school district budget Tuesday night. At the workshop, board members brainstormed how to make up for a projected $283,000 deficit with the least painful cuts possible. The budget Superintendent Ginger Jewell presented to school board members is preliminary. It's the first stab at figuring out how much money the district will get next year and how to spend it. Jewell says revenue is expected to be lower. This year, Borough Manager David Sosa says he plans to cut borough funding for the school district by about $37,000. Jewell also predicts a lower student count, 252, compared to this year's enrollment, which is 268. That means less money from the state based on the per student allocation. Here are the big numbers. The district's estimated expenditures total about $4,589,000. The total predicted revenue is $4,306,000.
And that leaves us with a $282,991 pot that we have to make up, because that is how much we are over. We have more expense than we do revenue at this moment in time.
Jewell walked the school board through all of the predicted expenses for next year. Then they talked about what could be cut. Jewell had some suggestions.
And this was just to show you items that could be cut that have the least effect on children.
One item that could be cut is professional development travel. If no staff traveled to conferences or trainings next year, the district could save about $48,000. Jewell also suggested doing something the district hasn't done before, asking teachers and staff whose spouse has insurance that covers them to opt out of school district insurance. That could save the district about $17,000 per person.
So, I mean, I think in good faith, I think we have to go
there.
We have to at least ask.
Right.
You know, if they slam the door in our face, they slam the door in our face. But we have to ask, you know, kind of team player.
Another insurance-related suggestion, Jewell said right now the district reimburses each employee $400 of their insurance deductible. If the district were to lower that reimbursement, it could add up to significant savings. That's something employees probably won't like, Jewell said.
But at some point, I believe that people have to understand that either everybody takes a couple, you know, takes $300, $400, $500, or somebody loses a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that we're down to those kind of choices.
The insurance-related things would have to be agreed on in negotiations with teachers. Some school board members doubted they would agree. There were a few cuts the school board agreed to include in the next draft of the budget. Paraprofessional working days would be reduced. For example, paras wouldn't come into work on teacher in-service days. Professional travel funds would be cut by 50%. The district could wait on replacing computers, and the school could be completely closed over some holidays. Those cuts only came partway to covering the deficit that the school district is facing. At the end of the meeting, the board decided they wanted to see another budget with a slightly higher student count. That's because in the past 5 years, the school district has underestimated enrollment numbers in their budget predictions, and with more students comes more state money. The next budget workshop is April 15th at 7 p.m. The meetings are open to the public. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And make sure to tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Talk Around Town with host Deborah Schnabel. She'll talk to Safety Commissioners Jim Stanford and Judy Erickson and Haynesboro Manager David Sosa about policing Haynes. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Talk Around Town. We'll be right back.
The fact,